Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to this fresh episode of Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, our series with former students of Bhagwan's educational institutions. It is the 9th of Feb 2021 today, and Bhagwan has sent to our studios an alumnus of the Sri Satya Sai Mirpuri College of Music, an alumnus who has blossomed into a widely acclaimed and acknowledged classical vocalist of our times, Brother Vivek Karmahe. Those who listen to Hindustani classical music probably would have seen or heard him. Vivek was awarded the prestigious Bharat Ratna M.S. Subbulakshmi Fellowship Award in the Shanmukhananda Fine Arts and Sangeet Sabha in Mumbai in 2019. In the same year, he also became an empaneled artist of ICCR, Indian Council of Cultural Relations, which is an autonomous organization of the Government of India involved in India's external relations through cultural exchange with other countries and other peoples. Vivek has indeed performed in several countries worldwide, from Hong Kong and Singapore to Abu Dhabi and Dubai, from Nepal and China to Thailand and South Africa. He has also served as the principal of the Maharashtra Sangeet Mahavidyalaya, as well as the director of music at Patanjali Yogpeeth in Haridwar, Uttarakhand, India. He got his gold medal in BA Music and MA Music from Indira Kala Sangeet Vishwavidyalaya, Chhattisgarh, in the years 2015 and 17 respectively. He is a B-high grade artist of All India Radio in classical and semi-classical music. And way back in 2012, he was fortunate to be selected as a scholar in the renowned ITC Sangeet Research Academy in Kolkata. The 5 years of rigorous training there honed his God-given talent beautifully. While there, he had the opportunity to learn from legends and masters like Padma Vibhushan, late Vidushi Girija Devi, Padma Shri Pandit Ulhas Kashalkar, as well as from Pandit Omkar Dadarkar. While he cherishes all the learning he received in this academy, for Vivek, the chance to be at Bhagwan's lotus feet when Swami was physically there in the years 2009, 10, 11 as a student, those years are indeed his life's profound, invaluable and life-defining moments. They really changed things within him the way no other person, no other place can make things happen. Those indelible impressions with Bhagwan continue to guide his path as he strives today to shine as a Sai musician and be an instrument in his hands. So with great joy, I welcome you, Brother Vivek, to Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories. I know my introduction was very brief. There are so many more awards and accolades that you have received over the years. But at the same time, I did not want listeners to keep waiting to hear you. So let's get started. And I think as they listen to you more, they will know more about you. And together, let's spend time thinking about what Bhagwan has done to us, how he has touched us, and how we have become something that we have never imagined we will be. So take us back to your journey with Swami. How did it start?
Thank you very much, brother, for that very warm introduction. And thank you for giving me this opportunity to be here today. My loving Sairam to all the listeners. Well, it was always the deepest, gracious blessings of Swami in our family. I, as a third generation today, you know, when I opened my eyes, I was already in the lap of Swami, listening bhajans, listening balvikas, classes. I still remember when I was 2 years old, as a kid, I had come here with my mother and Swami had done my upnayan sanskar.
Oh, wow.
In Hindi, Swami asked, upnayan hua, telling my mother, no, Swami, not so far, Swami. We are waiting for you, Swami, your grace and all. Swami took a scissor. Mm-hmm. Swami took my hair and he cut that.
Oh, wow.
So right from that very, very tender age, I have been in the touch of Swami and I'm so very blessed for that. As I said earlier, third generation, it directly means my grandfather, who used to come in early 50s and he used to work here for the sanitation work as a seva activities.
Oh.
And we all know Vadegaon Karkaka.
Yes, yes.
BMW,
yes.
As Swami used to call him very lovingly.
Amazing silent servitor of Bhagwan.
Yes, absolutely, brother. He and my friend father, Dr. Nagendranath Karmahe, they both used to work here as a part of Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh state. for the sanitation work. So right from that period, you know, we were in Swami's fold. And of course, my parents, my father, when he came here the very first time during his early days of school, Swami asked him that you should play a very big role in Sai organization. And that time he never knew, of course, that what Swami need in the future. This was in 1999, when it became our first family interview with Swami. And then Swami asked my father, what have you done so far? Tell me. And Swami, every time when my father was about to speak something, Swami used to answer before that. Swami, I have been serving as district president. Swami, I also became the trustee, yes, of Madhya Pradesh. Swami used to go on, you know, pulling his leg at the same time. So this was all my, you know, Swami's journey, if I say how it all started.
As you mentioned that Bhagwan told your father that he should play a big role in his mission. And I think for the listeners of Radio Sai, especially those who are tuned to our Hindi programs, they would have definitely heard the beautiful programs that your father, Mr. Rajiv Karmai, has done. I mean, his contribution to our Hindi channel has been absolutely tremendous. In fact, we started off our Hindi programs with him joining us and used to come very often, stay for 15 days, 1 month and do book readings. He has a lovely, deep voice. Yes. And, you know, people who always used to ask, who is this voice? Really, I mean, he has definitely played such an important role in the media center, launching the Hindi programs and the Hindi channel. So we never know what Swami has in store
absolutely,
for all of
yes.
us. Yeah,
true
so
that,
beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. And as I said, in 1999, when this was our first family interview, I mean, there's a story how we got this first family interview. I should say this and I should narrate this here.
Please.
My mother was diagnosed with paralysis
in
98. And this was during the delivery of my younger brother. And the entire left side was completely dead. You know, we know what is exactly the paralysis is. No, you know, feeling. You can just not feel your hand and leg. And we were so desperate to come to Swami because the rest of the doctors had already told us that, you know, this is hardly, we can say 1 year or max 2 years. Because the pain she was into and the kind of nerve which was damaged, it was all very infectious at the same time. And whatever best my father could do, he tried his best to go to big hospitals, Indore, Bhopal and everywhere, also to Mumbai. And then they said, sir, we are sorry, we don't have such, you know, treatment right now in India. It's better that we start praying. And my father said, okay, anyway, the ultimate doctor, you know, Swami is the one who has been curing us, who's been saving us for every second of our life. We'll go to Puttaparthi. And also for that, it had become a very big trouble because she couldn't travel. She would fall anytime in the market. She would fall down anytime in the kitchen, you know, in the home, anytime with the 4 months of baby on her lap. This was very, very tough time for us, brother. And I should mention that, you know, when my mother finally said, no, this is just not happening. I'm not able to do this. I'm also very worried about Vivek. And now the 4 months of baby Vedant. Now it's time for us to go to Puttaparthi and let me take my final breath there. She was very, very assured.
I mean, the trauma was so much that...
So much, exactly, yes.
She just wanted to...
She just wanted to go and, you know, the last breath in Puttaparthi. She wanted to take this. And North 7 was given to us, ground floor. We had come here and my father took good 10 days of leave when we came. And for every single 9 days, right on the very first day, because my father used to sit in Portico, every single day my father used to want to talk to Swami. Swami would come every day, very graciously. Swami would never talk. Either he'll just do some patting, you know, just a smile or something, and he would just go away. My father was always ready with the letter. Swami, we really need your help, Swami. On the 10th day, we had to catch the train from the Dharmavaram station in the evening. And I was told that Vivek, since it would be very, very less time for us to go immediately to take the bag from Ganeshkir and to go to the bus station, you better sit in the last row of the Kulwant Hall. And for every 9 days, I was sitting in the first row, you know, as if like, if we get the chance, I should run immediately. On the 10th day, you know, as Swami was always stressed us, Swami called for the interview. And Swami said, "Kitna aadmi?" So my father actually couldn't understand. Then immediately after a second of gap, he said, "Swami, my wife and children, Swami, we need your blessings." Andarao, Swami said,
"Come inside.
Come inside." And we went inside. We had one of the best times, I should say. I don't know what to say. I don't have this word. When you were with God, 43 minutes with Swami inside the interview room.
How old were you then?
I was 8 years old.
Okay, so you have good memories.
I have, yes, I have. And Sevadal members, all they got my mother from the area. Mm. And small thing, when I started running from the backside of the Kulwanthal, Sevadal members started stopping me. Yeah. Because they thought, you know, the mischievous boy and all these. And of course, I was playing with my hand fan, which was very obvious at that time. So I started looking at my father coming to the front of Ganesh statue.
Anyway. Yes, yeah. In those days, we had the Ganesh statue. Hmm.
And of course, anyway, after almost fighting with 3-4 Sevadals, I somehow managed to come to the interview room and my mother was standing there. Hmm. My mother waited for me to come, and it was a very awkward situation because once you go inside, we all know, brother, that you know, Swami would either close the door or any of the Sai student would close the door, and that's it. That's the signature that, you know, no one can either come outside or no one can go inside. But my mother was standing exactly on the gate area.
Waiting for you to come.
Waiting for me and actually making Swami to wait for all of us. You know, that Vivek is coming, Swami, Vivek is coming, Swami. And when we got all inside, very first thing, Amma, kya hua?
Swami asked.
Yes, because of course she was helped by 2-3 Sevadal members, so Swami could, you know, physically make out. And Amma, kya hua? So Swami, paralysis hua, Swami. I'm suffering with paralysis, Swami. Ayyo, ayyo, papam. Kitna time hua? Swami, 6 months, Swami. Swami materialized vibhuti. And for the very first time, brother, I think not only just me, but my father, even my grandfather, we have never seen Swami materializing pink color vibhuti.
Oh, oh my God.
Baby pink color vibhuti. And Swami said, you eat this. When she had entered the interview room, she was held by 2-3 Sevadal members. When she came out after 43 months, she was running.
Oh my God. Wow.
And this was Swami's grace. She was amazing. Just running. And from that day to today, she has running, doing all seva activities. She completed her PhD in human values.
Oh.
And everything what a normal lady can do, maybe more than that she's been doing.
Wow. And that completely changed the family, right?
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. You can just imagine with a baby 4 months of old and 8 years of, you know, Vivek, you know, how you would feel if the mother is just not there. And of course, during that, you know, 43 minutes of the, as I said, the first interview session, Swami asked, looking at me, what is he doing? So, of course, I was looking up to the curtains and, you know, everything except Swami. I was doing all those things. You know, what beautiful carpet is, how the beautiful Swami's chair is, you know.
My father, as a little one, you're always curious. You've come into a room and you're with a being so
absolutely,
close.
Absolutely.
A superhuman.
For the first 10 seconds, it was always Swami's hair.
Yeah.
But exactly. After that, it was, okay, now these are the beautiful curtains, you know, these are the beautiful lamps. Anyway, then my father answered, father said, Swami, we always wanted Vivek to be here, but just couldn't make it, Swami. And Swami said, exam diya, primary school exam diya. Have you given the examination in for your interview in the primary school? Yes, Swami, we tried, Swami, but just couldn't. Maybe still he has to work more on his studies. Ayyo. Then Swami started counting something on his finger. And since it was June, the session had already started here in Puttaparthi. So Swami said, abhi to session start hua. Next year, try karo. Next year, ajao.
Okay, come next year.
Come next year. And when Swami says, I mean, this is the seal assurance that, you know, Vivek is now studying here actually, officially. He just has to wait for the next year. And the session got completed and interview got completed. From the December onward, we started packing, you know, everything was started. Stitching clothes and this and that, you know, and that kind of curiosity to come here. And of course, my mother was cured. So she was so happy. Every time when she used to pack my luggage, she used to cry. You know, because Swami has cured me maybe for this time that, you know, my boy is going to go in Puttaparthi and he'll be science student. And next year came, we came to Muni Aunty, dearest, and we said, Swami had given us an interview, Aunty, and now Vivek is ready for here. We have got the luggage also. Are you, how can we take him? Everyone comes to me and says that, you know, Swami has given an interview, Swami has come to dream. How can I know this? Oh. Swami never called me.
Oh, yo. Yo.
And I mean, at the same time, we were, you know, happy because we were going inside the school. And the same time when madam said this to us, we were like, it was just a pause in our life.
Don't know
what to do. And actually, she had a very valid point because, you know, many, many parents would come.
Yes.
And they would go and say that, you know, Swami had come to my dream. Swami had written this. Swami had done that. With very, very respectful, I'm saying this.
Yeah.
And when Aunty said this, we again, immediately we wrote the letter. We sat in the Sai Kulwanthal. That was the only way, option for us. And Swami came. And Swami had gone to, I think, for one day or somewhere outside the Puttaparthi that day. And Swami came directly from the car on the day. And Swami came to the portico and saw my father sitting with the letter. So Swami called him like that. And then Swami said, Amma kaisa? Swami, she's absolutely doing well, Swami, about my mother. Swami, we have very request. Ah, kal aao, Ripu. Kal aajao, morning mein.
Mm-hmm.
And my father got separate interview next day in the morning. He briefed that Swami, auntie is saying like this. What to do, Swami? Please guide. And then Swami said, ayyo, Bhavani, next year try karo. Next year try karo. And before just saying this, he was counting something on his finger.
Mm-hmm.
And just after 10 minutes of quick session, when my father was leaving the interview room, he said, main next year bola na, next year ho jayega.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very lovingly he said, and he switched off the fan because he was also coming out that time.
Next year it'll happen, definitely.
Definitely this will happen. My next year bola na, ho jayega. And we kept on trying, brother. You will not believe, every year.
After that,
thrice a year, four times a year, Shivratri time, this time, that time, every time he used to come. Either I gave my examination, I was not good in marks, in my studies. Something happened, or there was no vacancy. Mm-hmm. It was all full.
So like 4th standard, 5th standard, 6th standard.
Every
you
standard.
You're trying for every grade.
Every year. Except the after 8th of standard.
Okay.
We thought now maybe Swami just don't want that. And maybe Swami has its own planning and, his own
leela. Was your father very disappointed every time it was not happening?
Actually, my father was not exactly disappointed, I should say. But he was just trying to understand Swami's leela.
Swami's leela.
You know what exactly? Because as I told you, he has been into Swami's fold for a very long time. So we know that how Swami would say,
yes.
Exactly.
You know that everything about him is so profound.
Exactly. Even a scratch means a lot.
Mm.
But that one small line, just not one small line, maybe just an expressway, for you.
Yeah.
So what exactly Swami wants from me, he was trying to calculate for all these years and he never complained to Swami. But of course, my mother at the same time, being a, that motherly feeling, she was always very...
very anxious, why it is not happening.
Yeah, exactly. And then is Vivek not able to cope up with the syllabus or something, is he not so good in the studies or something? But anyway, we just surrendered to Swami. We said, okay, Swami, as whatever you want. And after my 8th standard, I said, no, Papa, now, even right from every Sevadal member in the primary school gate to every single person knows me that they are going to come and give give the examinations. Anyway, now I'm not going to give, Papa, but still I'll be following your command. He said, okay, beta, we'll wait for Swami's next command. And now, of course, after this 8th standard, for 2 years, we never came as far as the exams were concerned as for the interviews in the school. He came every time in the summer vacations. Swami was blessing us and everything was happening very well. And of course, my mother was completely cured. She was not having any problem. And she wanted to study more. Swami came into a dream and Swami said, PhD karo.
Oh, do PhD.
Do PhD. And then she had already completed her LLM and other degrees, BA, AMID.
Mm-hmm.
So she started, okay, anyway, I'm in home. I want to do this. So let me do the research on human values.
Okay, very nice.
And then she started doing that. So she came here. Swami also blessed her in the darshan, giving akshatas to her. Everything was done. I mean, this was all very, I should not say a word normal, but in a sense that how Swami always wanted me to come here as next year. But apart from that, everything was happening very well.
Yeah.
And 2008, this was just after my 10th standard. This is the place where you take your stream, commerce, arts and whatever you want to do, bio and all. So my father, as he asked, where do you want to go, Vivek? I said, Papa, I'm so happy. The only thing I see in my home other than the walls is the white and black books, so many law books and so many almirahs and all. I'll be so happy to be in this.
Your dad has been a practicing lawyer for now, how many years now? He's an advocate, right?
He's currently a high court judge of Madhya Pradesh.
High court judge now. Oh, okay. Yes.
So he started his advocating at 1990. And then in 1991, he became the civil judge.
Wow.
In Madhya Pradesh.
Mm.
So right from that period to today, he's into this field. And I said, Papa, I'll be very happy. I don't have any other thing in my mind. I just want to concentrate on this. Also, I feel that I can go very well in this stream.
Mm.
So I said, okay, whatever you want to pursue. And on that very same month when we had this discussion, I think it was just before the results, when board results would come, Sanatan Sarthi used to come in our home every month. And we found this advertisement of the music college. Shri Satya Sai Mirpuri Music College invites all of that kind of invitation about the diploma foundation courses. And my father, my mother actually was very, still she was had in her mind that, Vivek, in any house, he can become a science student.
Oh, that was the only motivation.
Yeah, that was the only motivation. I mean, so far. And as I said, you know, bhajans was always in our home, and I was always used to learn singing and you know, love performing everywhere. Even in my school days, I used to perform a devotional. On contrary, everyone would perform some other kind of music, you know, in school, but I was always inclined towards the devotional music and
so
bhajans.
So there was a natural inclination towards singing.
It was always there. It was always there. And I was also a regular singer in my samiti centers and all that, you know. So my mother said, Vivek, why can't we just not try for this also? Music college. Anyway, you also sing. Let's see if Swami wants you to be here.
Oh.
This was the only one line.
And for the mother, the only interest was my son should become a Sai student.
Absolutely. That was the only interest, and that was the only thing she wanted me to have. Because Swami had told this in the interviews.
So any which way you can become
whichever,
a student.
Yes.
So if perhaps there would have been some other course, an academy of dance, they should have told you,
something,
you go for it.
I would have come here for the dancing. For the painting, dancing, anything, I would have been here. And it was a very casual talk. You know, she went back to kitchen and, you know, hey, Vivek, kar sakte hai na? Very simply she said, and she went away. I said, yes, kar sakte hai. Obviously, we can do this. I mean, we have been trying for so hard. Ek aur, you know, we have just had to send the try karna. Yes. And then the application was sent. The call came. And we were also very happy that, okay, at least, you know, another chance we have been given. And this 2008, because Swami opened music college in 2000. So it was all, you know, Hindustani classical musical stream had all come. And I came here for the exam. For the interview, I selected for the written exam. On the second day was the interview. So the list would come and it was put in the front door of the music college. So we started reading. There was no name till the last number, which was somehow it was with the tape or cello tape or something. It was always blurred. And we actually did not read it in the very first time. I don't know what. Maybe we were, I should say, maybe psychologically we were ready. That anyway, it's not going to happen. So psychologically, it made us not to read that. Because anyway, all 16, 17 names. And last one with the sellotape or something, it was always blurred. So we just, you know, we forgot to read them accurately. And after half an hour, one of the batchmates who had also given examination, the same examination, his father called my father. He said, Ari, congratulations, the first pre-exam has been done. And your son has been selected. Congratulations, tomorrow the interview is going to happen. We both should pray to Swami. So my father was, for one second, he was like, I never saw his name on the list, on the notice board. No, no, your name is there. Son's name is in. Last, did you read that? Immediately my father took an auto, came back to music college, and it was there. Vivek, it was already there. So he was very happy. He came back to home and he said, Vivek, you'll be ready for tomorrow interview. The next day, interview happened, you know, all our respected vice-chancellor sir was there, principal sir was there, everyone was there. And finally, I got selected.
Wow. So they asked you to sing?
They asked me to sing some bhajan, they asked me to sing some classical things. I sang Raag Alaiya Bilawal.
Okay.
And
so you had learned this?
I had learned this, small, because it was a part of the syllabus also. So, you know, we wanted to be ready in whatever 100% way we can.
Yes.
But at the same time, in brackets, as I said, psychologically ready with if anything no comes to us. So 2008, when this happened, interview result came. And this is the very, very, you know, important day for me, I should say, as how music came into my life. When the interview happened next day, and next to next day, the results came, same notice board, same music college, we went. And if you know, many of our listeners would also recall this, you know, we have many steps exactly in the front of the music college.
Yes.
So when you come up to the last final step, you have this small area to enter the door, and there the notice board was kept. And we read our name. Everyone was very happy. And we both, when we started turning, me and my father, exactly at that moment, we felt that Swami's voice, next year aayega na, main bola next year aayega. I said that next year he'll be here. The moment we turned, we heard this voice from inside. I don't know how it was. It was all Swami's call. We were coming outside. I started counting the letters. So N-E-X-T 4-Y-E-A-R. That is 8 letters. Exactly after 8 years, I was in music college.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Exactly after 8 years, I was in music college. And, you know, this was, I mean, out of, you know, box. I mean, this was from nowhere we could imagine this. We could nowhere we could calculate this. You know, Swami would say this.
And your father always felt that whatever Bhagwan says has so much significance.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely.
And the very fact that he gave you that intuition itself is confirmation that Bhagwan is in his own ways guiding.
Absolutely.
And directing.
Absolutely, brother. The only thing we feel that, you know, if we would have been known this very earlier, we would have not troubled Munni Aunty for all 7 years. For all 7 years, she was always, you know, again you have come. Okay, welcome. Have a seat and go back. You know, so anyway, but Swami, as you
but
said
then,
very
you know,
correctly.
After all that pining, when you finally get it, it's even more thrilling, isn't it?
So thrilling. It was so divine at the same time. You know, you used to feel like...
And your mother must have been in 17th heaven.
She cried and cried and cried. You know, she was so happy. Mm. She was so happy that Swami, finally you took my son to your fold, Swami. And now you are the officially mother, she should say. And of course, then my music college journey started and my life started here. Mm. In Puttaparthi.
Hmm. So your journey with music started at Bhagwan's feet.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely.
Now, otherwise, you were just a casual singer.
I was just the bhajan singer in Samiti level. Because there's no one in my family who would, you know, who would be called as a classical vocalist or any musician.
It was not there in your DNA, so to speak.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. My father, my mother, both, you know, always loved the classical music. As I said, you know, Pandit Bhimsen Joshi ji and Pandit Jasraj ji, the CDs were always in my home. The radio station, the World Space Radio Station in those days, from the radio side, you know, everything was always there. But there was no one to teach me into classical music. And of course, my inclination was always towards the spirituality and more towards the Sai bhajans, as a, you know, as a Sai family would have. The moment I joined in music college, that was the first day I started learning my classical music, and this was in 2008.
So how was it to get introduced to classical music, having been singing bhajans? And of course, how was it to now see Bhagwan at close quarters?
Yes, brother. The very first thing when I joined here, you know, in music college, 2008, the goal started, you know, changing.
Mm-hmm.
The very first goal was to be a science student, which we finally could... you know, conquer after 8 years of...
Now you've got the tag, but now you have to experience what it means
absolutely,
to be
exactly,
a Sai student.
Exactly, yes. And you know, when you get here in this beautiful hostel in Swami's fold, in this beautiful ambience of, you know, Sai brothers and sisters, first of all, you start exploring things, you know. Because this would be your very first month.
Yes.
You may not be knowing many of the teachers' name. You may not be knowing, you know, what to do, what not
just
to do.
Just get familiar with the new heaven.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very well said, brother, heaven. Because, you know, there's no place other than the Swami's music college where you have this blend feeling of, you know, a Gurukul system at the same time. And also the academically, you are so being profoundly, you've been you know, given all the best of best facilities. So, at the same time, when I say Gurukul tradition, it means that you have such a good bond with the teachers and the gurus you have here. You sit with him, you sit with them, you sit with in the mandir, you know, you talk to them even while from going to mandir to music college.
So, learning is not just restricted
absolutely.
To just 2-3 hours in the class.
Yes, yes.
It is like a Gurukula, you know, you're at liberty to interact with the teacher at any time.
Any time of the day, correct. So many times, you know, this would happen that right from the Ganesh gate to the music college, when we would go back after the darshan, one of the ragas would be discussed, you know, one of the bandish would be discussed. And, you know, to Gurukul tradition, this was always there. At the same time, academically, you know, this taught me personally many, many disciplines. How exactly you have to get up at, you know, for the Suprabhatam, you have to follow certain rules in the music college, certain rules for the hostel life and all rooms and everything. So this really taught me many, many things. And for the very first month, it was always explore, you know, just like a Columbus for me to the junior boys hostel.
Exploratory time. Yeah. And I think you just only want to see why, what is the way it is.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Hmm.
And of course, I should mention this here, my guru, Vidushi Kumudini Mundkur madam, who we all know, she's still in Pune and she's 93 years old.
And guided so many students.
So many students. And she was about to leave the music college and she was about to go back to Pune, Maharashtra. It was all her personal reasons when she wanted. And this was my first year. So for me, it was like all surprises because when I had joined, of course, I didn't know madam before. But when I joined, the very first week I came to know that our madam is going to leave the music college and someone else would come and teach us. So I don't know at that time what I felt, but I just used to go to madam's class. I used to sit and I used to say, madam, can you stay for some few more months, madam? I've recently joined madam and I don't know anything about classical music. Can you please, you know, be here for a few more months? And then at the age of 82, 83, she says, Vivek, I would have loved, but this becomes very difficult for me now to be here. And all those, you know, little personal reasons. She said, Vivek, now it's time for me to go back to Pune. I've already been serving here for many, many years in Swami's Music College. So it was always, with heavy heart, we said, okay, madam, whatever you want. One very, very regular day, Swami came into her dream and Swami said, I'm going to give interview today.
Mm-hmm.
And every day the teachers would sit in the front line. We know all the teachers in the lady side as well. And she was so happy. She was so ready that, okay, Swami has come to my dream and Swami said, I'll give the interview. And she sat with, you know, everything new, plate and akshatas and everything, you know, Swami would call her. And Swami came in the darshan time. Swami stopped exactly in front of her and Swami said, Kidhar jata hai? Swami asked her this in Marathi.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami, I have served here for many years. Swami, now I need your permission to go back. Swami said, Thoda ruko.
Oh.
Thoda ruko.
Stay for some time.
Stay for some time.
Oh.
And she said, Swami, whatever you want, Swami, I'll do. But my granddaughters have come and they want me to take back to Pune. Thoda ruko. Thoda ruko. Only this thing. Nothing. Thoda ruko. Thoda
stay
ruko.
Stay for some time.
Stay for some time. Stay for some time. And Swami went away. So this was maybe the message, maybe something, you know, called for Swami to her. And then she stayed here.
Wow.
And I don't know, then always, today also, when I meet my madam in Pune, when I go and when I talk, this topic would always come. That, madam, you still remember when I had come and joined the music college, I had requested you, madam. And maybe it was my request to Swami, you know, that made you to stay here. Mm-hmm. And then actually, she did not stay only for a few months. She stayed there for all 2011.
Yes. You know. Yeah, even after 2011, she stayed for some time.
Yes. It was only because of her old age. Otherwise, she would have not gone it. You know.
Yes.
She has to climb first floor and all
but
that.
But even at that age, she used to teach. And
absolutely, brother.
That passion to mentor
absolutely
students.
That energizing,
phenomenal.
You know, the way she used to come and the way she would teach you in the class. Well, actually, after Suprabhatam, you know, you'll sometimes feel in the class around 10 or 9 or something, you'll feel a little sleepy. But the way she would come and start singing Alankas, you'll feel like, no, madam, madam is still younger than us. Anyway, so this was a time when, my guru was also introduced, I should say, from Swami to me. I started learning under her. I started, all the ragas. So the very first thing, what she would find that actually Vivek knows nothing as compared to other my batchmates, you know, okay, you know this, you know that. What Vivek knows, madam, I just found out this. I've just explored this right now, very, very second. Okay, this is what called the bandage. This is what is called this and that. And apart from all these things, she would always used to support me. And I still remember during some of my examination time, only for me and another brother, who was also a little weak in his music, madam would come once again in the evening, just after the evening session when we would finish our classes. During that 1 hour of gap, she would again come and take our class.
Wow.
At the age of, 83, you really just can't expect her to come all the way first floor, sitting back to chair and everything, making you sing. She would also sing at the same time. So this was, how the guru's blessing started in music college.
Wow. Amazing. I mean, when we say that Bhagwan's educational institutions are modern gurukulas, I think you have to be here to experience what it is,
Absolutely, brother.
What Bhagwan has created is he brought the glorious heritage of ancient system of learning and he adapted it to the modern times.
Exactly.
And that has happened so beautifully.
Very true. Yes, absolutely.
Bhagwan's educational institutions. Wow.
And slowly my goal, as I told you earlier, started becoming how to become a bhajan group singer. And,
so if you can sing and if you know Swami, then the dream is to become part of Prashanti.
Prashanti,
bhajan group.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely, brother. Yes. Absolutely. And it was always very tough for me. The way how I had been exploring about the bhajans was absolutely different.
Yeah. The more you learn, more and more you know that you know nothing.
Actually, ho jayega, ho jayega. Actually, kuch nahi hoga. And I still remember in the very third month, it was September or something, August or something, I had gone with very pride to Sailesh, sir. Sir, I'm ready for all the bhajan, sir. Let me have this audition, sir. He made me to sing just one bhajan. He said, you just don't have this, you just don't have that, you just don't have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
God.
So many points. And then actually I started realizing that, so much to do. There is so much things I have to come and, to make myself ready for the bhajan group. It's just not that you learn 10 bhajans and you be a part of Prashanti bhajan group. And he, of course, he guided me later as well. He taught me many, many bhajans. They were also my senior brothers. I should mention this in music college, who also helped me. And with Swami's blessing in the very first year, I became part of Sai bhajan group. Yes, Mandir bhajan group.
So what was mother's reaction?
She was very happy, of course. She heard my singing on the very first day on the live telecast. And, one by one, all her dream was coming. live, and she was always very happy. She used to write down the letters from there to Swami. Thank you, Swami. My Vivek started singing and one more goal, you know, achieved. So she used to write down the letters to Swami from there.
So in a way, your dream of taking the profession that your parents were in slowly shifted. And now music pulled you so much that you felt probably this could become your not only passion, but also profession.
Profession. That's correct.
Right?
That's correct.
So how did that happen?
I think the major influence was the period which I spent here, 2008 to 12. Because still my starting first year, or even I should say second year, I was not very sure whether I'll be able to pursue the career,
yes,
in the profession, as you said, in my
because
music.
Because passion is fine, but when you want to make it a profession, it's a completely different ballgame, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And this profession is very tough one, you know, and just not with your, you know, academics or whatever music you have, but also your value.
Yes.
What you have learned in Swami's institution and what your parents have given you right from the very age, this really teaches and this get tested very much in this field. And as I said, till up to second year, 2010, I was in dilemma to either I should go or not, I should be taking this career. But once again, my madam helped me a lot in this. It was her who actually started making me to understand how this can become your profession. This is just not something only that you know, you learn 10, 15 ragas and you go and start performing. You should have, first of all, a stock of ragas with you and the bandishes and all the knowledgeable things, you know, how exactly you can go and perform in the field of professional. One day when I was about to talk to her about all these things, you know, madam, I think now foundation is getting over, madam. I'm going to give my diploma test as well. Please guide me, madam. How should I do that? She said, Vivek, anyway, you will pass the examination very easily. I know. But just don't think about this. What are you going to do after diploma?
Oh.
And then she made me to understand, what are you going to see? You know, you should be able to see your future right from this point up to 5 years from now. What are you going to become after 5 years from now? Just start thinking in that way. I said, madam, I've never thought about that, madam. My parents have just surrendered me to you. And, you know, it is just always that whatever madam says, you just follow that, Vivek. Of course, my parents always wanted me to grow more in the field of music, but let, you know, madam be guiding you. And then madam said, okay, Vivek, there is a Gurukul. There is an academy. There is a guru where you should go and where you should learn your more advanced training. My immediate answer was, madam, why will I leave you, madam? You have been giving me so much, madam. I have surrendered myself. And then she said, no, Vivek, whatever I had, I have already given you. And next 2 years, you will also be completing your academic course and everything. Now, if you really feel that you have to take this as a profession, this is how you have to follow the steps. Number one, give the audition to that Gurukul in Kolkata. Go to the academy and learn from this XYZ Guruji. Said, okay, madam, what is his name? And it's from there it all started. And you won't believe, brother, the name which I never heard, the picture which I've just seen on the album's photograph, you know, like for example, Ustad Rashid Khan Saab, Pandit Ajay Chakrabarti Ji, or my Guruji, Padmashri Pandit Ulhas Kashalkar Ji. Just by not even knowing the name, exactly after a few months, I was in their class and studying there under them. This was the miracle what Swami had done to my life. And this was always through the madam.
And it happened because Bhagwan told her, why don't you stay?
Absolutely.
Stay for some time.
Absolutely, yes.
Because
yes,
there is someone who has to be groomed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we don't know, you know, every act of Bhagwan has so many dimensions to it.
True.
So our life is just one little thing in that whole jigsaw puzzle that, you know, he's constantly working. And, you know, constantly directing the lives of so many towards their beautiful destinies. So during the years when you were in Parthi, you know, apart from this directional change in your life, when you became serious about music as a profession, what were those moments in hostel that you cherish otherwise? And more importantly, what were those moments with Bhagwan that you had as a student? Because those are, you know, music you can learn anywhere. You know, tomorrow you might find another guru who can teach you even advanced music. But I think the moments that we had with Bhagwan, those cannot be got anywhere else. And I think those are moments that can happen only if you're a Sai student.
Absolutely, brother. I would be very happy to share all these lovely, lovely memories from the hostel, which you like to know. Now, you know, every single second, you learn many, many things in your hostel life, in your music college life, and very importantly, in the mandir sessions.
Yes.
Swami would always come, and as we all know, Swami, music is always very dear to Swami. Yes. Swami would always make, you know, something, some, you know, test or something every other day. And Swami would ask us to give some program. Mm. Swami would ask us to sing this and that. Mm. For me, as
there were plenty of opportunities during those
actually,
days.
Yes. Because on those days, you know, Swami would just any time of the evening session, Swami would ask some singer to start this shloka bhajan or that bhajan or that kavali, you know.
Yeah.
And Swami was always very happy to explore even at the same time, you know, whether the new singer is singing or not.
Mm.
And one of the time, I still remember when Swami had asked one of our teacher, a tabla teacher, are you ready with the program, Music College tomorrow? He said, Swami, yes, Swami. No one would say, obviously, no. Whatever conditions we are into, we'll say, yes. Yeah. Yes, Swami, we are ready, Swami, need your permission. Okay, kal program karo, do the program tomorrow in the evening. And, you know, within those 18 hours of time, whatever we have, little time, we would all be catching up, you know, in the hostel and writing out this, you know, making the instruments ready and all. On that very particular program, which was an evening program, can you believe we did everything, right from the instruments to the this to that, even the kurtas, you know, costumes, how everyone would do, except the list of the songs.
Okay.
I don't know why, what happened, because the list of the song was just not there. We started thinking about everything. You know, we'll be reaching around 3:45 to Mandir. You know, we'll be taking instrument, veena, sitar.
They did the practice and everything.
It all started. Yes. We were selecting the songs, but the list was never made.
Okay.
The basically list, when I say, means a sequence of the song.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this would be the Ganesha, this would be the second, third and fourth. It was never made. And even the...
Because, you know, everything is happening in like less than a day. So
actually, yes. And I think not only just the coordinator, but everyone forgot this.
Yeah.
And when we set in the next evening, we were ready, you know, same kurtas and everything, which, you know, we were planning. Everything was done. Swami came, took some interview, and Swami came to the portico for the program. And Swami looked up, looked all of us. Swami was just looking at for good 3-4 minutes, and the Vedam was going on. As if Swami is waiting for something. And the tabla teacher was sitting with a greeting card. Swami called him. He said, ready? Yes, Swami, we're ready. No, you're not ready.
Swami said this.
No, you're not ready. This was, of course, all in Telugu and, you know, English conversation. So, no, you're not ready. Swami, you know, he started doing like this. And he said, no, Swami, we are actually ready with the permission, Swami. We just need your permission to start. And we have made this Carnatic, started briefing small about the program. Swami heard everything. Swami, no, you're not ready. And then Swami asked the very first thing, where is the sequence? Swami said. And then that stuck to the teacher who was in. And then he was like, I don't know what to say. He was actually amused. He was saying, you know, he looked up to one of our Carnatic teacher. He's looked up to Hindustani section as well. And no one had any kind of list of paper.
You had not made a sequence.
There was no paper at all.
To Bhagwan.
There was no paper at
no
all.
No paper at all.
Greeting card was there. You know, we are meeting Swami and all other things and all about the music. All the sequence was not. And then Swami, one by one, told all of us to sing. And that became the sequence.
Oh, wow.
The very first thing our Carnatic teacher sang when Ganesh Kriti in Hamsadhwani Raga. And then after that, Swami made some another classical singer from Hindustani section. And this, in that way, continuously up to 7 or 8.
So he was asking.
Continuously. He was giving the, like this, he was noting. And then one by one, we all sang.
Wow.
That was probably the first and last mistake. The blundered what we would have done. That, you know, everything was done. But the sequence was not made. And that was my first program where I was blessed to sing in front of Swami. The raga was Rag Bageshri. And the bandish was composed by my madam.
Oh,
Kumudini madam. Yes. And Swami, of course, Swami loved it. We got a photograph and it was a very, very warm feeling, everything.
Would you want to sing 2-3 lines of that bandish? Yeah.
Yes, definitely, brother. So here's the bandish in Rag Bagishi set to Teen Tal. Yeah.
ऋतु बसंत तुम अपनी उमंग सो, ऋतु बसंत तुम अपनी उमंग सो, ऋतु बसंत तुम अपनी उमंग सो, साई ढूंढन को निकसी कर सो, ऋतु बसंत तुम अपनी उमंग सो, साई ढूंढन को निकसी कर सो, ऋतु बसंत तुम अपनी उमंग सो।
Beautiful. This is a devotional bandish made by madam.
Yes, brother. She had composed this and, you know, it has a meaning at the same time with the nature.
Yeah.
And she had added the word for Swami.
Swami, yes.
So, Ritu Basant Apani Umanga Swami. We are searching in the nature and the Swami's voice comes in between.
Wow. Amazing. In fact, you are someone I know who has, over the years, felt that we should have more and more devotional content in classical music. We do have a lot of devotional content, but it would be nice we use every raga and every nuance of Hindustani music to express our devotion to the Lord. And that has inspired you to compose a lot of bandishes on Bhagwan. Because in Hindustani music, we do have songs which define a raga, but they may not many times necessarily be devotional.
Right.
And you have always felt that it would be great to have devotional
That's
music.
Right, yes.
And you did compose a lot of bandishas, a lot of songs which are defining the raga. And at the same time, they are also an instrument to express your devotion and love for Bhagwan. So please tell us about that. You know, what made you to embark on this adventure? And how has it been, this journey? And definitely you should sing for us your own composition.
Thank you, brother. Yes, absolutely. This has been always very close to me, you know, as a part of my music. You know, when you have this tag of science student, wherever you go, you always try right from the bottom of your heart, you know, to be a science student in every field, wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the compositions in Hindustani classical musics, which are called bandishes in every raga, in 90% of the cases, either they are you know, composed in a way of a different kind of rasas. Bhakti rasa or bhakti marga is a, you know, is a marga which really comes very less in Hindustani classical music. Although there are many bandishes at the, I would say at the same time, there are many
bandishes. There are some in adoration of Krishna.
That's correct. Shiva, yes. Krishna.
Yes.
And, you know, listing all those bandishes, because after completing my Puttaparthi, when I joined the Gurukul in Kolkata, you know, learning all those advanced ragas, I was always wondering to find some bandish which can connect to Swami.
Swami, yes.
And those were the days, you know, where I started feeling, okay, can I change this word here to there?
Yeah.
Can I do this? Can I omit this? Can I edit that?
Just like it happens with many Sai devotees, you know, even when you listen to a movie song, you know, we'll see, can I connect this to Swami?
That's correct.
You know, whenever,
yes,
because your connect with Bhagwan is so strong.
Yes.
Even if you listen a conventional love song, you want to make it a divine love song. You know,
absolutely.
And I think it's the same thing happens.
Something similar this happened, absolutely.
As you're learning classical music, and for those who are not familiar with the word bandish, basically a bandish is a song which defines the raga, right? When you learn a raga, you have to learn how to sing the raga, how to understand the raga through a particular song. And then you have, you know, various other ways of exploring the raga.
That's correct. Absolutely. Yeah. And it is all woven into the aesthetically, you know, the raga's dimensions, like tala and everything.
Yeah.
So
you were feeling this emptiness.
It was always in my mind, you know.
Yeah. I have learned this beautiful raga, but can I not express my love for Swami through this raga?
Absolutely, brother. Very well said, yes. And also, I should say this, you know, whenever I have traveled with my Guruji, Pandit Ulhas Ji, he has always been very also spiritual. You know, he'll get up at 5 a.m., he'll do his puja to Krishna and everything. He's always been very spiritual. His whole life has been like that. So whenever I have traveled with him, I've seen him. You know, he would get up in the morning. Being the classical vocalist, you know, one of the biggest of his era today, you know, he would always make sure that he do his mantras, his shlokas, chanting in the morning. And that also made me to realize something, you know, if he being such a stalwart of his field, can I also, you know, in a small way start doing something for Swami? And especially when he would sing all these ragas and I would be sitting behind him playing the tanpura or giving vocal support, you know, I was always feeling that, you know, maybe I can also do something for Swami. And one day when this raga called Kirvani, my Guruji was teaching me and one of the bandish on Krishna started and I was so very happy to learn this bandish from him. And of course he was, you know, there's a tuning which start happening between you and your guru.
Yes.
He would go on teaching you other phrases of the raga, some swaras and everything. And you also start feeling your, you know, innovations or something. And after that session, after that class, when I came back to my room in my hostel, this tune was continuously going in my head. And out of nowhere, this word came, Sai Kartar, Jagat Aadhar. And the one line which was always in my mind from that bandish was Bhumi Bhar Karat Avatar.
Wow.
And, you know, out of all this mixture in my hand, and, you know, I was practicing for good 3-4 days and continuously. And finally, this bandish came with Swami's blessing, which the lyrics says, Sai Kartar Jagat Aadhar. Let avatar bhumi bhar, haran sakal dukh sukh nivaran, sai kartar jagat aadhar.
Yeah, please explain it in English also.
So, like how Veda and Shastra says, you know, nirakar and akar.
Yes.
Being the biggest of biggest, you still the smallest of the thing. And being that smallest atom or the smallest particle, it has the Vishnu, it has the Krishna, it is inside everything. So, Sai Kartar Jagat Aadhar. So, Sai is being taking care of every single thing on this earth, on this universe, on this cosmos, you know. Let Avatar Bhumi Bhar. You have taken the incarnation, you know, as a form of human body and you have come to the earth to save us, to, you know, to teach us all the values and everything. Let Avatar Bhumi Bhar Haran Sakal Dukha Nivaran. Take all our sadness, take all our sorrows and everything. Okay, I'll sing this. So here's the bandish brother in Raag Kirvani. Sai avatar, Sai kartar, Jagat aadhar, Sai kartar, Jagat Aadhar let avatar bhumi bhar let avatar bhumi bhar haran sakal dukh sukh nidan bhagwan sai kartar jagat आधार घड़ी घड़ी पल पल सुमिरन कर ले घड़ी घड़ी पल पल सुमिरन कर ले जित तित तू ही रहे भरपूर जित तित तू ही रहे भरपूर सब घट व्यापक चराचर निराकार साई अवतार जगत आधार साई करतार साई करतार साई करतार
Wow, in a way it reminded me of Begum Parveen Sultana ji.
Very ardent devotee of Swami. Yes.
Ardent devotee of Swami. And the way she used to sing, you know, classical songs, but in adoration of Bhagwan.
Absolutely.
Know? So did you get chance to perform these Sai Bandishes anywhere?
I have performed 2 Bandishes in our Sai Kulwant Hall as a part of our gratitude programs with the alumni. And one was in Raag Bheem Palasi. And of course, one was this Raag Kirvani. If you remember, one of the program happened was Sai Symphony, which was a part of all 14, 16 countries we all had gathered. And I had given this wonderful opportunity to compose something in Raag Khirvani.
Mm-hmm.
So I took this complete track and I composed this bhajan. And then, of course, one of my senior brother, he composed some Sai bhajans, and we blend it with Sai bhajans and the Sai Kartar Bandish.
Very nice. Tell me this. Having learned so much of now music, and now you have the opportunity to compose songs on Bhagwan, and with time, probably you'll have many more opportunities to share these classical compositions in stages where classical music happens. And I think that would be a really such a heartening moment for all those devotees who are into classical music. You know, for many Sai devotees, just like you, you know, they would have also not gone into music but for bhajans.
Absolutely, brother.
You know, you wanted to learn music only so that you can sing bhajans better.
Right, right.
You know, that's how the journey starts with so many, actually. And if it means that to sing bhajans better, I have to learn classical music, no problem, I will learn.
That's right.
You know, that is a journey for many students, for many devotees. And in the whole process, you do feel there comes a stage where, you know, this learning also helps you a lot in your bhajan singing, isn't it? So how has your bhajan singing been after you learnt music?
Okay, now that's a very tricky one. I should say, you know, not taking spirituality into this, both have a separate stream. You know, classical, whether you're a singer, whether you're a player, you have to restrict to certain dimensions of the classical.
Yes.
You know, at the same time, you get a liberty and a freedom to express more in bhajans.
Yes.
Or any kind of the semi-classical genre, you know. Now, this was always a tricky one for me because, unfortunately, we don't have any button on just our
vocal cords.
Vocal cords. You know, just switch on that and the bhajan stream would start, you know, something like that. You have to make everything psychologically ready. So, for example, if I have to sing the same bandish Sai Kartar, which I sang in a classical way and the same first line into a bhajan way, you know, there would be a change.
Yeah, I think you should do that.
For example, if this is the first line and the tabla, everything starts, the accompaniments.
Sai kartar jagat aadhar Sai kartar.
Now this was the small alap, which was a part of a Raag Khirvani.
Yes.
And then the bandish started. If the same thing I have to sing in semi-classical category or the Sai bhajans, I would actually avoid to do any straight alap.
Yes.
I would be concentrating more, or I'll be focusing more on the words Swami. Because the highlight of this bandish is Swami. If vice versa, it would have been Krishna or Shiva or Vishnu.
Sai Baba. Sai Baba. Karta.
So
people will connect.
Actually,
you know? Devotees will connect.
Will connect.
Yeah.
So there is a proper way how you change into the classical category, because you have to follow certain rules, certain dimensions of the raga.
Beautiful. As you said, once you're a Sai student, you're always a Sai student. And you never stop being a student, because I think music is such an ocean. You would have never have picked up even a drop, even if you learn for 20 years, 30 years.
True.
Yeah. But being a Sai student is another dimension. And that is also a journey that you constantly keep exploring, isn't it? So tell me, you know, when you see yourself as a Sai musician, how do you see your journey different from any other musician?
Very well asked, brother. I'll start saying this by, you know, you have this more heavy weight, actually, as compared to other musicians. When you have this attack of Sai student, not only just the music lovers, but the Sai devotees across the world start looking up to you in a different way.
Yes.
So XYZ coming to on the stage, performs and goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But if Sai student comes on a stage, you know, the expectations or something more would be, you know, just would be very high.
Yes.
I'll narrate you a very small incident which happened. And this was supposed to be my first international trip when my the same academy where I was studying, they take us to different parts of the world for our performances. So they had taken us to Bangladesh, Dhaka. Every year there used to be a very, very, you know, big festival for 4 days. And you name every single musician, they'll be performing there on that day. Right from Sat Zakir Hussain ji to Swami's devotee, Pandit Shiv Kumar Sharma ji, Pandit Hariprasad Chaurasia ji. And when I had gone on that year, it was always Kishori Amonka ji. And, you know, every single artist of Hindustani classical music would come. Now, during that time, I was very much blessed to be a part of my guru's, you know.
Entourage.
Yes. And to stay with him, you know, to be with him whenever he would go for the performance, we'll be accompanying him on the vocal support and etc. So during that time, you know, there was small incident which happened, and that I think everyone, the listeners, everyone can connect, you know, this may happen sometimes even with them in their life. How a value, what Swami has taught us, comes in front of you. We were given many, many rooms. We were given many, you know, facilities by the academy. Unfortunately, there was this one area which was kept for the, you know, bar or all those, you know, drinks and everything. And all the musicians, you know, most of the musicians, I should say, they were the part of that area. And I think it was only my Guruji or we, three or four of us, every time we were avoiding it to go there. And we was to come back to our room. And one of the member of that academy came to me and said, Vivek, I don't see you there. Come, come, let's have some time spending there in the evening, right? I said, thank you, sir. I'm comfortable here. I just lovingly said. He insisted me again. And he was a very senior to me. He said, Vivek, come on, let's try. You know, you have come to Bangladesh. It's been your very first time. Let's come. And when he held my hand, I said, sir, thank you, sir. I'm really very comfortable here. I don't want to go. I feel, I think I should be with my Guruji. Oh, it's okay. Okay, I'll call your Guruji also. Let me go and ask him. And of course, my Guruji was not in the room. He had gone to meet someone. So he came, and again, the third time when he asked me, Vivek, come on. Your Guruji will also come later. You know, let's come with me. I said, I'm really sorry, sir. I am a science student.
You mentioned that.
I mentioned that. I said, sir, I am from Puttaparthi. I am a science student. My values from my parents and what Swami has taught me not allows me to go anywhere nearer to that area. Who is Satya Sai Baba, Vivek? I said, sir, I said about Swami. Swami, sir, he stays in Puttaparthi and he's our beloved Swami. Said several things about him. Oh, is it? But then I think you are not in Puttaparthi right now. No? You are in Dhaka. You can come with me. Whenever you go to Puttaparthi, you can become some saint. No one is asking you anything. Just come with me. I said, I'm really sorry, sir, but I just can't come. I just told you that I'm a science student. Brother, you will not believe. After that day, of course, there was some little, you know, hitch-kitch between me and the person. He, today also when he calls me, he says, Vivek, you were so bold. You were so strong at that moment. No one would dare to talk to me like that. And after that day, I have stopped drinking.
Really?
After that day, I have never touched a single bottle.
Wow. Amazing.
I want to come to Puttaparthi. I want to see the Swami. I want to see the person. I want to see who has groomed you in such a way.
Wow.
I have always seen you wearing white kurtas. I have always seen you a vibhuti on your forehead. What is that big thing? You know, I want to come and I want to explore that thing. And in 2017, he came here. He is now completely changed. Swami's photograph, which I gave it to him, is still his. It's in his puja temple.
Wow.
And he always, always do the puja of Swami. So not only with this, you know, the change which he saw into me, and I think it's always because of Swami, but because of that daring nature on which I showed on that day.
The conviction that you displayed, I mean, you didn't display, it was just natural to you. I mean, that conviction, having known Swami, to live up to what Swami would want us to do. And Bhagwan would always say that, you know, the best way we can love him is to live his message. And many times, I always feel that while it is remarkable, great fortune to have a vision of God, but it is even more extraordinary if other people can envision God seeing us. We seeing God is fine, but if other people get a vision of God through us, that is our gratitude to God.
Yes, absolutely.
No, that is how much we love our Swami.
Absolutely, brother.
And I think these are those moments when, you know, you can look up to Swami and Swami would pat you and say, yeah, I am proud of you.
Thank you, brother. And we all should always cherish this and we should always keep this in our mind that, you know, we are once a science student, we are always a science student.
Yes.
I should also mention this very quickly that whenever I have been performing to any part of the India and other parts, you know, last year I was in South Africa and China, I always find some or at least one or two Sai families.
Mm.
They always would come, they would greet in the green room, they would always say, we have heard that, you know, if not by name, they would just say, we heard that a science student is going to come and perform in our auditorium today and we are so happy to see you. What's your good name? Then I would, you know, introduce myself and then they'll be very happy. So my Sai family, the listeners, you all who are listening this, you know, wonderful conversation, I'm very happy that I always meet you all. I always, you know, seek all your blessings and I'm so happy to be a part of this.
I think that is actually our true family and true strength. Wherever we go, whichever part of the world, you know, there is that comfort zone. Yeah, there is a Sai family here. You know, I think you don't need more introduction.
Absolutely. We just say Sai Ram and that's it. You know, the bond starts.
Yeah. And you know, you're never alone. You have the whole strength, the whole force is with you. And I think that can take us to whatever heights that we would have even never dreamt of.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. And it's really been such a heartening conversation, Vivek. Before we conclude, how about singing for us some of your favorite bhajans, bhajans which you love to sing? Suppose, you know, if Bhagwan suddenly gives you darshan and he says, okay, Vivek, sing something. Sing a bhajan. What would you sing for him?
I would sing this beautiful composition by one of our very famous composer in our organization. Brahmand Nayaka Baba Pratipureshwar Baba Brahmand Nayaka Baba Pratipureshwar Baba Chand aur Suraj Tumne Banaye Nadiyan Sagar Tumne Banaye Nadiyan Sagar Tumne Banaye Brahmand Nayaka Baba Pratipureshwar Baba.
Beautiful. I mean, you know that he is the master orchestrator of the whole universe. And out of his immense mercy and compassion, he has also taken charge of your life. And that is such a humbling moment, such a humbling feeling. And at the same time, the most gratifying feeling, the most secure feeling. And you don't need any other insurance because his assurance is there.
Absolutely, brother.
And it's really very beautiful. Wishing you all the best for your future endeavors. I know now you're in the process of teaching and grooming so many students with the online classes. It has become even easier. And you spend your time now giving back to aspiring musicians, whatever you have learned, even as you get more opportunities to spread his message and his melodies. So wishing you all the very best. And we hope that next time you're here, we will do some recordings in the media center. We really need to document all the beautiful Sai bandishes that Bhagwan has blessed you with. We need to fill the world with these devotional content. You know, the classical music also can become a very, very devotionally charged music. And I think that's a very beautiful mission for the Sai students who are in the field of music. So thank you very much for taking your time.
Thank you very much, brother, for making me a part of this. And I'm very happy to share whatever my Sai journey has been so far. And a very loving pranam and Sai Ram to my all loving listeners listening to this wonderful conversation.
Thank you so much, Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, brother.